Hey everybody, welcome to Pittsburgh Comics Podcast number 444, which is a fun number on a weird day. So, look, nobody's laughing. I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics. Joining me tonight are
Brandon,
Dave,
Pat,
Mike,
Spencer.
As everybody's looking at their phones, making sure we're still a country.
Ish.
So, I don't remember any news offhand.
Well, you mean other than today.
Other comic-related news?
Well, it's a comedy.
It is a comedy. It's a tragic comedy. A black comedy, one might say. Bananas was a much better comedy. But
is that the one where he gets in the time machine?
No, that is Sleeper. Bananas is the one where he's down in the Central American country where there's a coup and
he dresses like a Castro.
Right, that was Bananas. Yeah. Sorry, I love old Woody Allen movies.
But I remember Sleeper.
Then he kind of
slept with his stepdaughter.
Before that. Yeah, I like the stuff before that.
At least he married her. I mean, he made her an honest.
Like the Annie Hall era. But Sleeper was good.
He goes to the future and everyone's eating mayonnaise because it's like a health food. And I remember now that's like a thing. Because if you're on keto, like mayonnaise is okay.
Mm.
But
I did not know that. Wild. So we got onto Woody Allen. My fault. Cause
way to go.
I know. I'm sorry. Well, the best part of Bananas, there's an awesome scene where this girl's running topless, holding her boob, going, snake bite, and everybody's chasing after her so that they can
suck out the poison.
It's just when you're, 15, 16, it's very, very funny.
53 is pretty funny.
So. Yeah.
Boobs,
yes.
Exactly.
Not much boobs. Changed.
No,
not
that's
much
true.
Has changed.
That's true. Fair enough. Oh, weird thing that I saw when David Prowse passed recently. Anybody see Clockwork Orange?
Yeah.
Okay, remember the big bodyguard that was with the old guy that he beat, that had to carry him after he'd gotten beaten? That was David Prowse.
There's a documentary on him, on the behind the scenes of Star Wars and how he kind of got shunned and shut out. And
okay.
Yeah, he wasn't happy because he thought he was going to be Vader's voice.
Yep.
Right, yeah. So, okay. So I don't have any news. Oh, we did get one question. I did ask her questions. I really wasn't expecting an answer. Not today. But Zach asks, how many issues you expect Eternals to last? Expect it to last until the movie comes out. So who knows how long that'll
24?
Be. You know what? 12. The first issue I thought was really good. So I definitely think it's going to at least go 12 because they certainly have 6 planned and definitely 6 after that. I thought the first issue was very good. Not a huge Eternals fan.
Okay, is there a primer as to who these characters are?
There was a little freebie that came out today that I'm hoping is like a primer, but I didn't look at it. It does give you most of what you need is in the story, but there's a lot of you don't know who the narrator is. I think it's a computer, but I don't quite understand. Then there's a list of all the characters and all their houses and things like that, and it's like, there's way too many people to try to remember any of this.
Yeah.
So, it was a pretty compelling first issue.
This is like, it'll be like the first Marvel movie where I know absolutely nothing about
any
of the characters.
Yeah. Yeah. So that could be good. I don't know. I mean, it could catch on. It's Kieran Gillen. The art is fantastic. Who did the art? I think it was the same guy that did Secret War. So the art was really, or Secret Wars, or whatever the last one Hickman did was.
Okay.
But I thought the art was really, really good. Although there was a couple, because he's almost very painterly, and then there were a couple pages where it looked rushed, and it looked just drawn, not the painter part. But overall, I thought it was good. But yeah, I'd say at least 12, if not, who knows, until Marvel reboots it with a new number one.
You sold out.
Yeah, well, it was a hard one to order because I had very, very few pre-orders.
Again, who knows anything about the character?
And then there were 40 covers. So I did order a lot of the variants, but then a lot of people sucked up the variants. 40? 40.
Yeah.
And that's just open order. That doesn't include 1 in 10s, 1 in 25s. So, it was a case of I'm looking at it going, I think I'm going to order 40 total, but I can't order one of each cover. because, you know, everybody's going to want the main cover. So, but I have more coming, so don't panic.
Yeah, it sounds like they overprinted, so that shouldn't be a problem.
Yeah, they had enough. Well, I think just hitting their minimum print numbers probably overprinted some of the covers. You know, they didn't get 3,000 orders or whatever the minimum is. So, yeah, that's about it. I really don't have a whole lot of espousing to do. I had some good ideas for the store that I'm going to try to implement. More for me than anything else, but making better use of some space and being able to. It's Hulk month. Yep.
I like that.
Realize we haven't done a character in a while, so that's why when Tim texted me Sunday what I wanted to do, I'm like,
"Nobody suggested Ant-Man month to you?"
I don't have an. I have not. Here's my problem.
We're gonna do that in February.
I have 9 or 12 spots to put books, and there's what, 3 Ant-Man trades?
Hey, he's a small stature guy.
I understand that it's more of a in print issue with Marvel.
All right,
but February you could do a failed state February.
Okay.
Just do like post-apocalyptic.
Oh yeah, yeah, that'd like be good. America. Yeah.
I don't know. That might be a little too close to home in February. Let's
and then March we'll do a pandemic-related one.
AWA.
There you go. Well, and there was a book out just now called Pandemica or something like that.
Well, for the anniversary, it'd be the 1-year anniversary, so you could do that.
Okay.
If you thought hard on it, I bet you could get 9 pandemic-related.
Oh, probably easy. Oh, yeah. Easy.
Well, if you count things like The Walking Dead, where we don't really know what caused the zombie apocalypse, I mean, then yeah.
Well, then you know, like, because even like Sweet Tooth, that's like a pandemic book too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're gonna try to keep things a little more upbeat here at Pittsburgh Comics.
Okay, whatever.
So yeah, I don't really have much more to talk about. It's been a little bit of a distracting day. But let's see. I think Mike said he read 18 books. Why don't we get started with you?
Hold on.
Oh, sorry. Did I come to you too quickly?
No. Hold on.
Come on.
He just didn't have his
chill out, Bucky. I'm coming.
Harsh.
Yeah.
All right. I'll go with the worst one first.
Ooh.
I Walk with Monsters number 2.
Ooh, was that not good? I didn't get to that one yet.
It was the most lame, boring book. You know how it like kind of built up to something?
Yeah.
It just. She sat around at the table eating dinner, talking and. Talk about the fair and like where her brother is and like I'm done. I was just so ugh, whatever.
When you read I Walk with Monsters, you want some Frankenstein and Wolfman action?
No, I just want something interesting to happen. There's like no the monster.
Was there any monster?
Frankenstein
no.
on Wolfman?
There wasn't a monster
interesting,
in there.
Pat.
That would be
interesting. Yeah. I bet there's some fanfic about that.
There was no sure monster in this one.
We have a title. Frankenstein on Wolfman action.
Colonel Weird, Cosmagogue number 3. I felt like I did drugs just reading the comic, which wasn't a bad thing. Basically, Colonel is going through time, contacting different people, saying that he's going to contact them again sometime in a different time. He talked to his girlfriend / Eve, talked to Black Hammer, talked to the other dude.
Abraham Slam.
And my favorite part is when he's talking to this, like, 60s flower child dude in front of the store.
Yeah.
Talking about being his friend. And the dude's just talking about drugs and, like, tripping balls and stuff. And meanwhile, the colonel's floating off the ground, like, this high the whole time. It's just a crazy fun book. I really enjoyed it. Did you read it, Dave?
Oh, yeah. It was really good, yeah. I don't know. It's all over the place. It's like a prequel and a sequel.
Yeah, at the same time. Yeah,
to the regular Black Hammer stories.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. Usagi Yojimbo, Wanderer's Road number 2. Basically, they're reprinting Usagi's old stuff that was in black and white and colorizing it. And I didn't realize how violent it could be. And I was like, wow, this is really cool. Like, lots of people got killed in this one. But the story was Usagi met this old woman, befriended her. She said, come back to town, we'll help celebrate. And her son runs the town, and he's kind of like a mobster and not a good person. And she says, Usagi, do me a favor, will you kill him? And he's like, I don't do that kind of thing. So ultimately, Usagi decides, I'm going to leave. Old woman says, I'm going to distract Usagi. There's a big fight going on. The old woman killed her son. And that was it. And there was like big sadness and blood everywhere and all this stuff. So I guess in the early Usagi stuff, they do some mass murders and stuff.
And then they had them cross over with the Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
On a children's TV show.
I love it. It's just so awesome. It's just like, he's just like this nice, you know.
Samurai Rabbit.
Yeah, it's just so cool. And like, the artwork's gorgeous. The coloring's really good. So, I think it's just a miniseries. I don't know how many it's going to go to. And the last one I read was Nailbiter Returns number 8. So, it's continuing the story of the rebirth of all the killers. And you come to the conclusion that Nailbiter and his girlfriend were the creation behind this, because they created this game in high school. And that's where they think the inspiration for all these killers coming back. And we kind of find out who the person is behind it. Did you read it?
I didn't get to this issue. Okay. But other than this issue, I'm caught up.
Okay, I won't say who it is. But it reveals who the person behind all the rebirth of the killers is. The series has been great. It's been really, really good. And that's all I read.
Okay, I guess I'll go. Bad Mother number 5.
I read that.
I enjoyed that. I enjoyed that much more than the one the week before.
Grendel.
Yeah. Grendel. The bad mother, she gets her daughter back and uses a basic knowledge of chemistry to help her. For those of you that don't know, don't mix bleach and ammonia.
Is it that simple?
Yeah. Yeah, that's all chlorine gas is.
You could do that by accident if you were just trying to, like...
Mm-hmm. I know
people
somebody
do.
That, I know
Let
somebody
me make
did
my
that by accident.
Detergent.
cleaning a bathroom.
Yeah.
Then that gas stays down. It doesn't go up and dissipate, which is why it was very effective in trenches. But anyway, so she does in fact get her daughter back and kills the mother and son that were responsible for the kidnapping. And
well, she doesn't kill her. The daughter does.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the old guy in the beginning of the issue, because like the daughter, she's in this van and she's able to like
throw it in reverse.
Yeah, or kick it out of park or whatever, and it comes back into the guy's car and he comes out like yelling at her and he's hearing this banging and the lady's just trying to give him money to leave, and then she kicks out the window and so the lady just shoots him in the head. It's just
Yeah, that was maybe not so cool, but...
Well, I mean, but that's what you kind of get in there, those crime noir. You gotta have those random, like, surprise deaths.
Yeah.
Keep you on your toes.
Batman Annual.
I read that.
I enjoyed that.
I did, too.
It was a story about Bal, who is Clown Hunter. We kind of learn his whole story and how his... parents
were
killed one day.
He was justified in wanting to take out Harley.
Yeah. No. Well, Harley actually was not present and had nothing...
She brought Joker there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that.
She wanted to give him foe.
Yeah.
Try foe.
But, again, she really had nothing to do with it. Although, you know, he's the Joker. You never know what he's going to do. But still. But you know, intentionally, there's a lot of parallels between him and Bruce's journey. And, you know, Leslie is like, you know, I don't condone what Batman does, despite the fact she's, you know, clearly an ally of Batman. I thought it was really good.
I thought so, too. I like the guy who was, like, pulled a knife on her, and then the big guy's like, no.
Yeah, Big Henry's like, that's Leslie Tompkins, you don't do that. Yeah. The one thing I noticed, whenever Bal talked, it was in lowercase letters. Yeah.
They've done that throughout.
Yeah, so that, you know, I don't know if that's a self-esteem thing, that he feels he's...
Maybe.
That
he talks slow or something.
Or meek or something.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. It was just interesting, especially because then when you see Leslie talking, it's like, okay, it's not just a stylistic choice.
Right.
There's a reason why they did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he had a decent story, and you know, it looks like he'll be around.
Art was a little suspect. It was definitely an annual.
Well, not so much suspect. That's James Stoker. That's just his style.
Yeah.
He's a very stylized guy who they wanted to get on that. But that's just his style.
Justice League Endless Winter number 2.
Read that.
Was there snow?
There was snow.
There was snow. I'm still not quite sure how it ended. Kind of like there was another book. What was the other book recently? Oh, it was Empire. I'm still not quite sure what happened that caused it to end. I'm not quite sure exactly what caused it to make the guy stop.
Because the next event has to start. True. So that one has to end.
He saw on Wonder Woman's... On the costume, the Wonder Woman...
Right, had the rune from before.
Yeah, had his family's crest or whatever.
Right.
And that...
That was enough?
It triggered him to remember his family. Because what we found out is...
Right, they were in the ice.
The Frost King... Well, no, we knew that. But the Frost King, this whole time, was not actually the Frost King. They were his avatars.
Right.
He was trapped in...
Right, he was in a wheelchair.
Kryptonian crystals. And,
oh, wait, yeah. No, sorry.
Sigourney Weaver was there. It was really weird.
No. There was a little kid with an arrow on his head. Oh, wait.
And then at the end, so the Justice League has agreed to help bring his family back, which they're from the 10th century. I don't know how well this is going to work out. I would have just let him die. But I get it. That's not the Justice League's way.
That is not the way.
Yeah, that is not the way. Black Adam has a quarrel with Superman because it was Kryptonian technology that kind of started all that, or the desire for Kryptonian technology that started all this. I kind of feel like they're setting him up to be a bigger part of the DC universe in the year.
But then they just put him back in the ice. Or you mean...
No, Black Adam.
Black Adam. Well, yeah, because he's going to be in the Shazam movie.
When is he on the Bendis's Justice League?
Oh, I don't know. I haven't looked. I haven't seen the DC previews yet. They haven't sent me a copy.
Yeah. Well, you've seen them. They're non-existent. Well, it's real easy for them now. They only actually have to send it to one place.
Right. So. The internet.
Yeah. Well, two. I would have said Lunar.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah.
Make it easier. And the last one I'll talk about is Lost Soldiers number 5.
Oh, I didn't read this. I bought it, but I didn't read it.
It was not good.
See, I didn't like issue 2 and stopped reading at that point when I was lost.
Well, that's the thing. So the end took place in 2019. When that assault happened took place in 2009. Or the modern part of it took place in 2009. And... You know, I mean, the guy would have been in his 70s. It just, like, it wasn't realistic.
Yeah.
And as I read it, I'm like, it's real hard to tell what was really happening and what was not really happening. I think there were some good concepts in there, you know, about Vietnam veterans coping with you know, PTSD and, you know, the kind of the bonds of brotherhood that are formed in the service, but it was poor execution of perhaps a decent idea. It may have been a decent 3-issue book, not a 5-issue book. So.
Yeehaw.
But I gave it a try.
Yep.
So, you got my money.
There you go.
And that's all I'll talk about.
Okay. X-Men.
I read that.
Number 16.
Yeah. That's going to lead to some problems going forward here.
Yeah, this is trying to see if they could reunite Krakoa with Arako. And Cypher.
To form Krakoa? What is it?
Arako.
Yeah, but when Krakoa. They're together, they have...
Oh, the... Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like Krakoa or something, right?
Yeah,
it's something weird.
Like that. I can't remember that one.
It's like you're playing Scrabble and all you got was K's and vowels.
So Cypher mediates a meeting between the two. They're like the giant in the form of these giant tree creatures, and he comes back to the Quiet Council and tells everybody that this isn't going to work. These two islands are too different from each other.
They don't even speak the same language Which anymore.
Which makes no sense to me, because the whole problem with Krakoa was he speaks a language that nobody else speaks. But what good is a language that no one else speaks? It doesn't make any sense. So it's like, in order for language to evolve, right, it has to be in use by many, many people. But yet this is just, this language changed because of what was happening on the surface with the mutants that don't even speak that language. It didn't make any sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
But...
And Araka also has 20 times more mutants than Krakoa. They all seem to be Omega level.
And they want to take out the humans.
Yeah.
This and is not going to end well.
They are not... They're built for war.
Mm-hmm.
And they think the X-Men and even Magneto are, you know, they're soft and... understanding.
Yeah,
and
when Professor X and Magneto go over there to talk to, I think that was Iska.
Yeah.
The Unbeaten, he told, this is a land of swords. So yeah, it's not going to go well. And then at the end, there's two open seats on the Quiet Council, and Cyclops and Jean Grey refuse to take them because they are going to start
the new X-Men.
So they're running to like 16 issues in the X-Men book before they start to make an X-Men team.
But, and I hate to mention elections, but they're going to have an election.
Yeah.
To...
Seems like the literal worst way to do that.
So, so vote for Dupe.
Yeah.
Ooh. On the X-Men or on the Quiet Council?
Both.
On the X-Men.
Okay.
Well, either one, but I was thinking X-Men.
Yeah, another one whose language you can't understand. That was my biggest problem with the Dupe miniseries, is you can't have the lead character that no one understands at any point. It just doesn't work.
Well, no, the people in the comic understand, it's just you don't understand. Because, like, whenever he talks, the characters react.
Like Chewbacca.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, but it works better that way, but it's like we're watching the first 10 minutes of the Star Wars Holiday Special, where it's just two Wookiees interacting for 10 minutes. It's like, okay, give me some subtitles, something.
Let's go to the next one then. Avengers.
Read that one.
Number 40.
Not as good.
This is the start of the Phoenix arc. And you kind of just go right into it.
Yeah. You're joining in progress.
It's
Captain America versus Doctor Doom, both amplified with Phoenix powers. And basically, it's a knockdown, drag-out fight, and the winner gets the Phoenix power.
Yeah, and then they go back a little bit, I guess, and they show Black Panther plugging himself into the Celestial to try to talk to the Phoenix Force, which is nested near Avengers Mountain. And then Namor shows up. And he said, this was a big reveal. He says that he called to the Phoenix Force and brought Phoenix to Earth.
Are there any X-Men on this Avengers team?
I don't believe so.
I don't know.
That was because, it's weird that, they're dealing with the Phoenix and there's no X-Men. They're like, hey, what are you doing? That's our bad guy.
Yeah, no one's brought that up, but the last page, the show is seen of, all the future combatants to try to get the Phoenix. And I don't know.
Well, it's kind of, the Phoenix is kind of like the symbiote at this point. Like, everybody's been possessed by it at some point in time.
Yeah, I guess they each had, Dr. Doom, they each had, a little piece of the Phoenix when they were fighting each other. But the last page shows some combatants, which include, for the Phoenix Force, which include Man-Thing and Howard the Duck.
How would Man-Thing work?
In that eyeball guy from original season.
Hasn't Man-Thing been sitting on Blade's shoulder the whole time? How'd he get...
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's the full size.
Yeah, I dropped that a couple issues ago. I was not into it.
So we'll see how that goes. And lastly, read Power Pack number 2, which I've really enjoyed. Ryan North is writing this. He's doing a good job writing the kids with the kid voices and making them a family again. In the previous issue, Power Pack was arrested for violating Kamala's law for underage heroes operating without a mentor. In this issue, they kind of talk themselves out of it, of being arrested. The two youngest seem about the same age. Katie and Jack seem pretty young, but Alex and...
Like young teenagers?
Yeah, Alex and Julie are a little bit older, it seems like. And then this new hero shows up, Agent Ether, and offers to be their mentor, but they're not sure about that. So they go around to different places to try to find a mentor, and they go to ask for Thor and Iron Man. They go to Monster Island to see Deadpool for some reason. And while the two youngest, Jack and Katie, want Frog Thor to be their mentor. Then they finally decide on Agent Ether, who tells them that the best use of their powers is to provide electrical energy to everybody. And then they show like what's going on with Agent Ether, who isn't what he appears to be. But I won't spoil that until next month.
So this is the new villain?
He's a new hero.
Oh, okay.
He's a new hero. Like I said, Ryan North is doing a good job with the writing, making it quirky, and making the characters real. Alex is really happy to be back with the family and have a power pack again. And that's all I got.
All right.
Brandon.
I read Wolverine number 8, aka Wolverine 350. So this was just like a regular issue. They didn't really...
It was big.
Well, it wasn't super big. It didn't feel... I don't know. But anyway, it opens up with Wolverine coming through the gate that he planted in the backyard of the CIA guy. What was his name?
No, I can't remember his name.
We'll just call him Horsey Sauce.
Horsey Sauce?
I don't know.
I understand why you picked it.
The device that they use in this is Wolverine sits over and he's like, "Oh, you have information for me," and he's like, "Well, stay a while, have a beer." So they start. Basically, he wants to hear some Wolverine war stories, which I thought was going to be like a device to like give them a reason to, you know, tell stories from like the last 350 issues of Wolverine. But Wolverine says to Horsey Sauce, "Oh, you go first." So we get a little bit of a backstory of this where he is in, I don't know. Do you remember where it was? It was some desert place.
I don't think they might not even really been like too specific with it.
Yeah. Anyway, he's meant to be attacking this convoy that they say are terrorists, and it gets bombed from, you know, some kind of drone or satellite or something, and the convoy gets blown up, and then he goes and he sees that it was actually diplomats who were trying to stop the war, and the government blew them up so that they could keep the war going and keep profiteering off it. So that breaks into after that, Wolverine talks about how he was in Team X.
Yeah.
And they talk, he tells a story of that. I've never read this one before, so I don't know if this is new. Probably is. They go to like an oil refinery, and they need to destroy it, and they want to make it look like an accident so that they can't have any survivors. So they basically go around killing everyone on this before making it look like an accident. And
the one thing I didn't like about that is, like, before that, like, Wolverine, he said something about, like, having, like, a spotty memory. But I thought ever since, you know, the House of M, he had his memories back. I don't ever remember. Oh,
and not only that, he's got them on backup.
Yeah.
From Professor X.
Yeah, so...
So...
I thought his memory thing wasn't an issue anymore.
Yeah, I didn't think it was either. But speaking of the Krakoa, like, Exosword stuff, there's the only thing remotely, like, close to a tie into this is the guy's like, hey, you've been doing some crazy stuff. And Wolverine's like, yep. So it's like, it's not tied into any of the other X books at all, really. But yeah, and then we see some, like, cyber ninja mutants break into this secret facility and steal what looks like dog tags for... One of them says Logan, but the other one's obscured. You can't see what it says. But the assumption there is that there's some kind of, like, Team X related.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because there's only three of them. There's Wolverine, there's Sabretooth, who's down in the...
He's in the hole, yeah.
Yeah, he's down in the hole, in the pit. And Maverick, who...
missing in action.
Who they're kind of this leaning, like, that's how it seems who is, you know, who's behind everything.
Yeah. So, so they catch one of the mutants, and I didn't know who the character was, but he was familiar. It was like, was it Creed that they called him? I didn't recognize the character, but it seemed like Wolverine knew who he was.
That's Sabretooth.
Yeah.
Victor Creed.
No, that's not it. Cause
you talking about when he got one of the mercenaries at the...
Yeah.
And buried him in the beach? And was, like, interrogating him?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought that was just a mercenary.
Yeah, but he, like, knew him.
Oh, I don't...
Anyway. They're alluding to the fact that it's Maverick somehow tied into this. So, you know. Not really a surprise when you put Maverick on the cover.
Yeah.
And Maverick doesn't even show up in the issue. So it's kind of...
Well, it's kind of like when Legion was not in Legion book.
Yeah.
When, another part of the story is that we see Omega Red, like, coming out of, like... Like, it looks like a storm, or like a sewage like thing, and it gets attacked by Dakin. And I don't know.
They changed her name. She was Honey Badger. I think now she's going by Scout.
Okay, I wasn't sure which one. If it was her, if it was
If she looks really short, she's the younger one.
Okay.
So I think that was the younger one.
And, and they start fighting, and Wolverine shows up, and Omega Red's like, I don't know what you're talking about with vampires in Alaska and stuff. He's like, that wasn't, that wasn't me. I didn't do that.
Yeah. I think X-23 is in the Hellions book.
No, maybe, I don't know. I'm
trying to remember.
Not in the couple issues I read, but.
Yeah. She seems more, I would think she seemed more like a X-Force or something kind of.
Yeah, maybe. I can't remember.
They're probably not
she's in something.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's the problem with those X-Books. They run together. But, yeah. The only other thing I read that wasn't mentioned was Kaiju score number 2.
You know what? I was about halfway through it, and I just... nothing was wrong with it. I just ran out of time this morning. It was good. It was right when he caught the girl.
Yes.
Yeah, that's where I stopped. So.
Yeah, so they have started their heist.
And he changed the plan as they started it.
Yeah, so... but to... So the... They went to... They drove to Florida, and they hid in these storage units. And they're kind of camped out in these storage units, and they're basically saying... Like,
they were waiting for a kaiju to make landfall.
Yes, so they get these alerts... you know, it's Yellow, the kaiju's 100 miles offshore. Right. Red, it's 50 miles offshore. And then when it makes landfall, so they're hiding these storage units. And then once the kaiju has hit land, they get out their ATVs.
Because everybody evacuates town.
Yeah. And they
turn off the electricity so that they can, they don't have to worry about cameras. Fires,
yeah. So, you know, they come out and it's a ghost town. And they break into the museum or whatever it is. And then he changes the plan.
They split up in different pairings.
Yeah, so they different pairings. And then one pair goes away. And he's left with the girl. And he goes, hey, you're not who you say you are.
Because there was a weird one in the first issue where somebody, some girl was killed. And you it made no mm-hmm. sense. You didn't know because you yeah. didn't know the players. And now that part makes sense. Yeah.
So do you want me to spoil it from there? Or?
No, go ahead, yeah.
Yeah, so...
oh, and it turns out he had in this barrel this, like,
parasite
that would make noises if the
kaiju
got closer or, like, woke up or was yeah. doing something. And he's like, and, you know, its pincers are made for piercing kaiju stuff, so it'll, you know, treat you well yeah. to the girl who's, you know, denying that she was a fraud, but she was a fraud.
Yeah, so he discovers her, and but she basically talks him into, like, saying, hey, I've practiced, I can still crack this safe. Let's do this thing. And then the other pair that went away.
The guy bailed on him.
The guy.
It was like the babysitter from the guy who gave the money and then the guy, the bad luck guy.
Right. And I don't think it's so much that he bailed on him, but like he got out this big machine gun.
Yeah.
And is going to kill the guards that are.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because all of a sudden he disappeared. The guy's like, where'd you go? And then it switched to the girl, and I never made it past that.
I think their original plan was basically to just say, you know, we can get in and get out without anybody detecting us, but this guy's going to push the issue on that. So, but then the, that parasite thing starts going crazy, and so it turns out that the kaiju that they were aware of isn't the only kaiju. There's actually a second kaiju and that's approaching. So, you know, that wasn't part of his plan
because
he planned for one kaiju, but now two kaijus is different somehow for some reason.
Two kaijus would show up.
Yeah. So
can't plan these things.
They're either going to fight or it's going to be like a, or they'll mate, I'm guessing. It's going to be one or the other.
Right on top of the art building. Well, we might as well try to open it up.
Yeah. it's pretty good. It's a little... It's offbeat. I don't know what, what else to say. But I like the coloring.
Okay.
It's colored very...
Yeah. The art's a little goofy, but not bad. Just everybody's a little... I don't know. Very expressional.
Yeah, and they're
fresh and full.
And their faces are... it's not that they're inconsistent, but, like, you know, it's... like, there's the guy with the skinny face, the guy with the beard, and the guy with the kind of smushed face.
Right.
At least.
Yeah, like, yeah.
It's, you know, I don't know. But, I think it's only 5 issues, so I'll probably finish it up. All right.
That's it? Okay. I read... or did you go yet, Spencer? You go.
No.
You go.
Because
one of my two, somebody else needs to talk about. I'm not the guy.
Amazing Spider-Man.
That would be it.
50.
This was the only one of this whole series I read, and I don't know what the hell was going on. Well, Norman Osborn's there, and he's made out of maggots, and he's got these tentacles coming out of his back. I don't know what's going on.
He's Kindred?
Yeah, he's Kindred. And it appears that it has something to do with One More Day. He keeps on making it seem like it has something to do with that. But Peter wakes up and the whole Spider family is like tied up on these like bone chairs. And he's going through his spiral about, you know, I'm gonna kill everybody and Ghost Spider's like, well, you know, why don't you just, you know, just stop talking about it and just do it if you're going to do it already, and, you know, so we don't have to hear you talking about it. And then Mary Jane shows up, and she tries to have a talk with Harry, to try to talk him down, and it seems like a lot of this is because they keep on flashing back in previous issues and referring to like how whenever Harry and Mary Jane were together, but he knew that it wasn't gonna last because she always had a thing for Peter and stuff like that, and then Norman shows up and he throws a goblin bomb and Mary Jane gets caught in the blast, but like I don't know. Because I can't tell if she's, like, working with them and it's, like, a stage kind of thing. Because also Kingpin's involved and stuff like that. I would just assume that they would, explain how Harry became Kindred. Because that's my only, like, I don't have a problem with him being it. It's just how. You know, if the how was good,
Ask Colin, I think he knows.
I don't think he does. but at least Patrick Layton was drawing it, so at least it looked pretty. But yeah, this is like the last issue in this story arc, but it doesn't really end really, so and then I read Death Metal, The Last 52, Wars of the Multiverse. This was just like an anthology with different, groups of superheroes from the different kind of universes. There were some, decent stories. It was always like, you know, like the Superman family kind of going up against like these evil Supermans from the other Dark Multiverses. But there was like a couple cool, like, there was an Ant-Man story written by Kyle Higgins. And there was a, the best story though there was a Constantine story written by Matthew Rosenberg and John by, Ron Gowley, the Chew artist, Gilroy. Which that was just kind of fun story, seeing him draw Constantine and like this evil Constantine from another from a dark universe and stuff like that. And then there was also a cool Swamp Thing story that was written by Justin Jordan and the art was done by the Nailbiter artist, which was pretty cool. But I don't really know. It doesn't really tie too much into the main event yet. But just a couple, like I said, that kind of just extra stories. And then the last thing I read was Tales of the Dark Multiverse, Dark Knight Metal, In this version of the story, Duke is like a version of like the Monitor, and because of his powers, he's able to see even in like the dark multiverse. He can see like the light and like how things are supposed to be. But he has to wear like these special goggles so he can actually see, you know, what the reality that he looks like in. And his mission was to try to jump through all these different universes in the dark multiverse to try to save him, but he can never save him before the wave comes and destroys him. And he finally comes back to his planet where there's still Nightwing and a few other survivors. There's Detective Chimp, but he's like in a red tornado like exosuit kind of thing. There's Hawk Girl's still around. And then there's a few other, and it's them trying to finally, like, one last fight to try to save, you know, they might not be able to stop it, but they may be able to save some of the people before, you know, or kill, like, the big bad before, like, their universe goes out. It's alright, it's still probably like third or fourth, I'd put out of like these new sets of the Tales from the Dark Universe stories that they were doing, but that was it.
Okay, the only other one I read was King in Black, Iron Man, Doctor Doom, which...
This was your pick of the week, right?
Was Iron Man and Doctor Doom, because Iron Man is bemoaning the fact that Eddie Brock died in King in Black 2. And Iron Man was like, you know, would you feel that way about me? And Iron Man's kind of like, well, yeah, if I'm the one that caused your death, yeah. But then Santa goes flying by, and they look up, and I don't know how they could tell.
Did you say Santa?
Santa went flying by.
Santa Claus
with his reindeer. Turns out they've been infected by Null, and they all have the symbiotes in them. And so now it's Iron Man and Doctor Doom versus symbiote Santa and the symbiote reindeer, and they finally are able to take him down. And
Nathan
it turns
Rhoda?
Out it's just old Santa, but it's just a department store guy who's as Santa, and they send him on his way, and everybody's happy. Ho ho ho!
Now, would Rudolph's nose have an effect on the symbiote?
I don't know. You know, I will admit, once I realized where it was going, kind of started skimming. so they may have brought that up, but I wasn't
like,
reading.
Okay,
every
that
word
great.
Balloon. Yeah.
All right, Santa Claus. What the?
Yeah.
No.
And sadly, after I read that one, I kind of didn't want to read anymore, so I didn't read anymore. So
I don't know why. I have to call my lawyer.
I know. Fair enough. Fair enough. Sorry about that, Dave. I'm glad you got over the symbiote. So let's see, man. We're not even gonna hit an hour. Just kind of a weird day.
What's coming out next week?
There are books coming out next week.
There wasn't like a lot of books last week,
were there?
No,
there weren't.
Yeah,
there
was
weren't.
A light week.
Yeah.
This was a big week.
This was a bigger week, yeah.
I say I had less books last week, but they were expensive books.
Right, it was the thicker ones, yeah. So we have Amazing Spider-Man 57. Apparently it's weekly now.
LR?
No, LR's. No, LR is done, baby. We are out. We are out of the lures. Essentia, I'm not sure exactly what this one is, but it's coming. Autumnal number 4, I'm really enjoying that book. We have Captain America 354 Facsimile Edition. I honestly do not know what
Falcon.
Captain America...
Falcon.
Wasn't that
first? No, first Falcon was this week. It was like 117.
Sure?
Not 354. So I don't know exactly which one this is.
When did 354 come out?
80s.
Like late 80s?
90s, maybe. Hang on. Doing the googs.
Yeah, same as.
Captain.
Because has Cap even hit, like, 800 yet?
Not 800, no. But it's hit 500.
Okay.
Captain America 3, come on. Come on, you can do it. Oh, it's,
Sorry to derail.
No, it's, it looks like a U.S. agent or something.
Yeah.
So, a facsimile edition, I don't know why we need that one. That could have been a dollar reprint. We have the Chris Claremont Anniversary Special. They have, for Pat, Devil's Red Bride number 4.
Nice.
Erratic number 2 from AWA. I thought that was real good.
Yeah, it's the first appearance of the U.S. agent.
Okay. Ha Ha number 1. This is a spinoff of Ice Cream Man involving clowns, because clowns scare everybody. Homesick Pilots number 2. I'm looking forward to that one. Immortal Hulk 42, continuing that. King in Black, we're getting 3 tie-ins. We're getting Gwenom versus Carnage, Planet of the Symbiotes, and Thunderbolts number 1. And I'm pretty sure Thunderbolts is Matthew Rosenberg. Man's World, which is another AWA book. I want to say it's Cullen Bunn. No, he's doing bite-sized. Maybe not, but I'm pretty sure that's an AWA book. Marauder 17, continuing the X stuff. Penultiman number 4, Dave.
Yes.
The penultimate issue of Penultiman.
That's like a double penultimate.
It is. It's a double penultimate.
I'm reading Tom King's book, A Once Crowded Sky, and one of the characters is, it's not Penultiman, but it's similar, very, very similar to that, that name. I was like, interesting. Red Sonja, The Superpowers, number one, where Red Sonja joins, I don't know. They're just doing whatever. Serial, number one. I do believe this is a Terry Moore book. Seven Secrets, number six. Yay. I'm not sure what these are, but Soulstream, number one, and Space Bastards, number one. Coming next week. Sword, number two, which I really enjoyed, but now it's a King in Black tie-in, which is interesting. And The Union, number two, which is a King in Black book. And then from DC, continuing with the Future State. Future State. We are getting Dark Detective, number one. Green Lantern, number one. Justice League, number one. Kara Zor-El, Superwoman, number one. Robin Eternal, number one. Superman, Wonder Woman, number one. And Teen Titans, number one. So another big week of books, which is good. I'm liking big weeks. Because last month was weird because, yes, it was a five Wednesday month. But, man, it really seemed thin. Every week was really thin.
Yeah, because normally, at the end of the year, normally don't you kind of get more books because they're trying to, like...
They're trying to finish the quarter and everything. Yeah, and even though it was spread out, but it was like... I know DC mostly took the last week off, although they come out with some big chunky ones. They didn't have a full slate.
But normally that's when you get your annuals.
Right, well, we did have Batman Annual.
Okay, that's one book.
Right, but then like Justice League, we didn't get a Justice League book, but we got the Endless Winter. So that's what DC did. But everybody else just kind of, it didn't seem like there was a lot of Image books, a lot of other company books. So we're doing Hulk Month. So double points on all Hulk graphic novels, not Ant-Man graphic novels.
Funny thing, if you buy an Ant-Man book, you get points taken off.
Yeah.
Hey!
Yeah,
hey! Yeah.
What about She-Hulk?
I'll give you a She-Hulk.
I was going to say, there's a She-Hulk out on the display.
Oh, well, Tim made the display, and, you know, he was drunk when he did it, so. No,
with power, or?
Yes, because I gave him full authority to do that, so. So, yeah, no timetable on book club. Maybe this summer. Maybe. If somebody's like, we should do a Zoom it. I'm like, no, because... Mm. It's the socializing that people like, and
I would like. I mean, Zoom would be fine. I'd be perfectly happy with that, to be honest, because you can socialize just as easy on that. I get it's a little harder, but that would be fine.
Have to send a pizza to each of your houses.
Yeah.
It would probably keep us on topic more. It wouldn't be as
true.
It'd be harder
true.
To like
but you
break
only
up
have 40 minutes.
Or
to do
actually,
it.
Oh, that might be good.
But if you,
or actually less, because then you don't have to worry about driving home, so the alcohol may flow a little more freely.
Yeah,
that actually could be
interesting.
I think that'd be quite entertaining. And all you just make sure you hit record.
There you go. I will look into it.
What's a paid Zoom account cost?
I don't know.
Is it more or less than four pizzas?
See, the one good thing for me is I don't have to do any Zooms, so I don't know.
What was that? I don't know.
Yeah.
Put your pants on, Colin.
I didn't say Colin.
There's a camera? Yeah. So I think that's all we got. I'm ready for sofa time. Let's see. Pat.
That's a podcast.
What time is it?
End of Democracy.
We will talk at just about there. We'll talk at you next time. See ya.